Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. We're here, people. It's the Eric Terrell Show. May 11th, in the year of our Lord, the year of focus, 2016. I'm ready to go. How materialistic is love? How materialistic is love? Are you selling your love? Okay, that's what we're talking about today. And I've got Elena. What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm ready to talk about this this materialistic love going on.
Cool. Yeah, I'm ready to hear what you have to say. The always poignant Elena Brown. Do you have like a radio name? Or are you just are you what you are when you're not on the radio?
Right. Just catch me on CNN, you know.
Oh, yes, CNN. What's your title again? I know you work for CNN in Atlanta.
Right. I'm a video editor.
Video editor, yes. Video editor. She's kind of a really big deal. She's almost a super mega deal. Almost. Like kind of
almost.
A massive deal. Just gotta be humble, Elena. We gotta be humble. So listen here. gotta be humble. Now, before you let me know what you think, Elena, a few songs came to my mind when I thought about our discussion today. The first of which comprises a few words from the legend John Lennon and Paul McCartney as they wrote, "I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right, because I don't care too much for money can't buy me love." All right. Money can't buy me love. He says, listen, I'll shower my woman. Okay, I'll buy things for you. And then another song came to my mind that was released in 2001 by Destiny's Child. You know, the shoes on my feet, I bought it. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought it. The rock I'm rocking, because I depend on me. If I wanted the watch you're wearing, I'll buy it. The house I live in, I bought it. The car I'm driving, I bought it. I depend on me. I don't need your money, John Lennon, Paul McCartney. I don't need you. I depend on me is what they said. I thought about another song when Jamie Foxx comes in the intro singing, "She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town that digs on me." From a Ray Charles sample. I got a woman over town. You know, I thought it was the same lyrics for a while until I looked it up a little while ago, and I realized that Ray Charles is actually saying the opposite. Okay, Ray Charles said, "My woman gives me money." Jamie Foxx said, "No, she takes it." But the idea, the concept, Elena, is, you know, get rich or die alone. That's what Lacey Green says. Lacey Green, who reports for the Discovery Channel. Lacey Green reported some statistics from OkCupid, and the statistics said that on this dating website, members of the dating website, or men, actually, of the dating website, who make plus $80K, over $80,000 a year, have an abundance of inbox messages from women, significantly more than those who make less than $80,000 a year. And the study from OkCupid, delivered by Lacey Green on Discovery Channel, also says that those men on the website who make less than $40,000 a year, their number of messages plummet. Okay, they don't get much messages. They are the ones who do the messaging. Now I think about this, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, duh, you know, of course, women are clamoring after the guys who make over $80,000 a year. But it upsets me a bit because, you know, what happened, Elena, to the best things in life are free and you can't buy my love? Why do women sell their heart and wonder why guys want to get a refund? You know, I think about my man Drake. My man Drake just released Views from the Six. I love Drake. I've been rocking with Drake for a very long time. One of my favorite Drake albums was a while ago, long time ago, about, was it 10 years ago? Something like that. His second or third album. It was called Thank Me Later. Elena, I don't know when, I forget the year it came out. But Thank Me Later had a song called Upper. Yes, yeah, some one of those O years, 06, 07, one of them O years. But on Up All Night in Drake's album, he says a few words that I never forgot because it's pretty poignant. He said, "People without money act like money isn't everything," which is funny because it's really, really true. Because if you think about all of the people who always say, yeah, well, the best things in life are free and you can't buy my love, most of those people are broke. But money matters. That's the sad truth, is that money matters. Money matters a lot. And if you don't think it matters, let your boo get fired, okay? Let your man buy you a T-shirt for your birthday. And tell me how materialistic your love is. Now, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be safe, and I'm going to let you talk, Asia. I've been talking too long because I called you Asia, Elena. I'm sorry. Elena said before the show that he does most of the talking, and I can't – well, I don't know. I guess I do. But we want to be safe, and we all want security. But how little security – are you willing to tolerate for true love? And just where should we all draw the line between materialistic and just being smart? Because if you want a man who just makes a certain amount of money to keep you safe, keep you comfortable, well, that's just smart. But if you want a man to shower you with things and you're not thinking like Destiny's Child, you're not dependent, and you don't buy your own clothes and you don't buy your own shoes, well, maybe you're materialistic. What say you, Elena?
Well, I say, I'll even use Atlanta as a great example. Since I've moved here, you see actually more materialistic relationships. Because there aren't many relationships here, but if they are flourishing, they're driving around in fancy cars, they're wearing, you know, designer this, designer that, and always trying to top the next, but then, you know, they end just as quick because they're based off of money. So they're only getting people off of, you know, their income, like you said. My opinion, though, is the line that such a thin line, because security is relative. Because if you're a woman, just like you said, you know, being independent, getting your frills, paying your bills, doing those things. My opinion is I would be just as happy with somebody doing the equal and maybe a little bit more, but I think there's way more materialistic relationships, especially with this boom of love and hip-hop and what are these other shows that show up on on VH1?
Yeah, Love and Hip Hop is the one. That's the only one people talk about. Don't ask me. I don't watch.
Right. I don't watch it, but I do know that, like, I hear a lot of people saying, "Oh, I've seen that on Love and Hip Hop. Oh, I've seen that on so and so and so." And so they get this image of, well, yeah, they're not so that big of celebrities, but if they could do it, so can I. And then it just starts getting blurred of what real love is, and they start basing, you know, value off of monetary things. So,
go ahead, Eric. There you go. You being sarcastic. That's what you're doing.
No, I
know what you're thinking, Elena. but like you said, well, I know Atlanta's flashy. Atlanta, Miami, that TV city life, pretty flashy. Philadelphia to a certain extent. Definitely not to a Vegas, Miami, Atlanta extent, but especially in those cities and in just about every American city, I think you have a standard of materialistic love. Guys want a trophy wife, and they shower them with things as long as they look pretty. And well, I mean, women typically don't mind it. I don't think women really realize that they're materialistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can say for myself, I was even in previous relationships, I was ecstatic, you know, just to go half on a bundle of weed. So you can say everybody has their level of materialistic thing.
Everybody.
I'll call that my side.
that's going half. So I wouldn't say that's too bad. Going half on anything is fine. I mean,
it's fine. Okay. You give me the okay.
Yeah. I'm going to bring my special guest into the discussion with Elena and myself. Now, my special guest is a very special guest. I know I say every special guest is special guest. That's kind of just what you call them. But this is a special, special guest. I've been waiting to have her on the show. Her husband was on the show last season on another episode about relationships and cell phones. I love the two of them. They are also very big Louis C.K. fans, who is coming to Redding, PA, and I want to be there. The Reverend Dr. Crystal Cooper. What's going on?
What's going on?
How you feeling?
That's quite a build-up, Eric. Quite a build-up.
So I must build you up, Dr. Cooper. I must build you up. Now, did anything, first of all, before I jump at you and attack you with a bunch of chauvinistic and pretentious and tough questions, has anything jumped out at you that you heard so far? First of all, how are you today? How's everything?
Everything's good. I'm great. I'm fantastic.
Cool. I know you got your Louis C.K. tickets today.
I sure do.
Cool. That's all good. That's what's up. I hope I can get there too. Louis C.K. is my favorite comedian, and he makes surprise visits to cities all over the place and doesn't tell anybody. But that's all good. I hope I can get there with y'all. So what's up, Dr. Cooper?
Not much. But one thing that you said was when you were quoting some of the Destiny Child's lines to me, "I depend on myself." That sounded good, but that sounded like somebody is going to be lonely. Because
nice.
That person doesn't need to depend on anyone else. It's good to be able to buy your own stuff, to shop, have your own money. But you don't ever want to get to the point where you're just all about depending on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so being independent, being independent can lead to kind of being a man repellent.
Telling someone repeatedly how independent you are can be a repellent. you can have it and be financially secure. You don't have to constantly be telling that guy you're trying to attract, or men in general, that you're independent.
Cool. So listen, before we get to Dr. Cooper and Elena, income and security and the big picture, let's talk about little things. Let's talk about small stuff. So when I first thought about this topic, materialistic love, I thought about material things, the purse and the shoes and the outfits, you know, just gifts or things that women love, perfumes, what have you. You can't really buy a woman a coffee mug for her birthday and say, you know what, I got it. I got your name imprinted on the side, and it's the thought that counts. I don't know if that will go over so well. But even if it is a really good thought, how important are material things? And why do the same women who say that they don't care about money or material things scoff at inexpensive gifts?
Okay, so is the guy, I guess my question is, does he have money? If the brother has money, if he's making $100K and he brings me a $10 gift, that's an insult. Then that's being cheap. If he's only making $10 an hour and he brings me a $10 gift, or he's struggling right now, then that's okay because he was being thoughtful and that's all he could do. So I guess it's all depending on whether or not he can do better.
Simple as that. That's good stuff. That's good. Let it be known, I can't do better. I'm just going to say that. I can't.
You don't buy the mug, huh?
Yeah, what's wrong with a little coffee mug? I mean, you'll get a purse in 5 years.
You can buy the coffee mug, let it have a picture of Paris on it. Tell her one day, baby, when I get money, I'm going to take you to Paris. Right now, this is just a reminder what's to come.
Right. What I can afford for you today is a vision board with Paris on it. I can do that. A nice big vision board to keep us both motivated. Elena, what were you saying?
I was going to say, I got a gift before from somebody, and they said they got me a gift, and they sent me a picture, and it was the moon. So, you know, that was nice, knowing they damn well cannot get me the moon. It's still the thought that counts. Like the doctor
ever said. Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. So, how do you?
Eric, you're not hearing us. If you put some thought into it, not every woman is materialistic. We want to see that you put some thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what a good woman wants to see. That's what a good woman wants to see. So let's help women who don't know that they're not that kind of woman be that kind of woman. So if we're gonna help them, let's answer the question now. Can you put a price tag on love? Okay, is love for all intents and purposes for sale? Because this OkCupid study of these guys who make so much money and get so many inbox messages are women who are unlike the type of woman we're describing, who says, you know what you have is okay. But they aren't reaching for the guys that make $40,000 or less a year. These guys don't get play on OkCupid, and I want them to be noticed, but they won't. So can you put a price tag on love, and how do you know that your price tag is too high?
I don't think you can put a price tag on love. Now, maybe you can put a price tag on companionship or sex, but on love, you know, I don't think you can put a price tag on love. I mean, the men who are making over $80,000 a year, yes, they're getting more companionship because more people are inboxing them, but that doesn't mean that the woman that you're going out with is going to fall in love with you, or the woman that you're actually dating is in love with
you. It's genuine. Yeah, it's genuine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may not be as lonely as often because you have money.
Yeah. So just where should we draw the line between being materialistic and just being smart, just being a normal woman, just being regular, because everybody wants to be safe and everybody wants security. And of course we all want a guy who makes a certain amount of money. So I guess what I'm asking is, how do you say what I want is not what I deserve? Because what if these guys don't want you back? You know what I'm saying?
Now, what do you mean by don't want you back? You mean they're just not
what
you
if,
in that
what,
way?
What if what you yeah? What if what you pursue doesn't pursue you? Maybe you don't make as much money every year. Maybe you don't look like what a man who makes $80,000 a year would want you to look like. Help the women who are over pursuing materialistically.
Well, one thing that I found is I think men and women are both materialistic. You know, I know we talk about women all the time, but men are just as materialistic. Believe me, being a doctor, I've had many men run my direction as soon as they heard that word. Okay, but so they're materialistic too. So if you don't have anything to bring to the table, then maybe you shouldn't be pursuing that guy that is 100,000 plus. If you're coming there and you're only making 5,000, unless you have something to offer going forward, maybe in the future you're going to get your degree and you're going to make more. But at least be at the top of your game if you're pursuing somebody at the top of their game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny because women don't fall in love with potential anymore. I feel like women used to put their faith in guys, whereas though a good man will put his faith in a woman, but it seems like so many women want a man who has it now. But I guess they're just dreaming. Yeah, you know, Dr. Cooper. One thing, and Elena. One thing I always thought is that I'm really happy that love and happiness and things like that, you know, things like peace of mind, I'm glad they really aren't for sale because I probably couldn't afford them. You know, it's a good thing that the best things in life are free, because guys or people who don't make a lot of money wouldn't have the best things. But you can afford love, and you can afford the good things in life. Elena, did you have anything to add to what Dr. Cooper said?
No, I definitely agree with everything that Dr. Cooper is saying. I know we're talking about, you know, materialism or materialistic things, but value in general, you know, like she was saying, you got to bring something to the table. And I think the line is drawn when what you're bringing to the table does not equate to what they have, or vice versa. And I feel as though it's only gonna get worse. You know, just like anything. You know, everything's good in moderation. If you are like, you know, I want this new bag, I want that new bag. Oh, you got me Coach. I want Louis. You know, things like that. It's gonna get draining. And I mean, those type of relationships, if they last, you know, more power to them. I don't see true love building upon something like that. I don't see how that could work. You know.
Mhm. Oh. Nice.
I agree.
That's
you know,
real.
And just because you don't make a lot of money, you can still make a woman feel secure. You know,
mm-hmm.
A woman's always going to be looking for security. Okay, money's one way of making her feel secure, financial security. But you can make a woman feel secure in, are you committed to the relationship? Can she trust you? Does she know that you find her consistently attractive? Do you appreciate how intelligent she is? There's other ways to make a woman feel secure, not just by what you buy her or the financial aspect of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, those sound like good final words, Dr. Cooper, but if there's anything else, the show's coming to a close, and I think we pretty much covered it. We came to a conclusion here. Is there anything that maybe you wanted to say that that you haven't said already that you wanted to add, or anything in closing to give women hope, to give daters hope, to give men hope, to give people some kind of awareness to close us out and send us out of here? What advice would you give to daters, especially materialistic ones?
If you're only looking to get something materialistic from a person, that may be all you get. You may not end up with his heart. You may not end up with his love, his trust, his commitment. That pocketbook, that pair of shoes may be all you get. Be sure that that's all you're really looking for.
Nice. That's it. There you have it. She gives us the quality, as I knew that she would. So happy that you made it onto the show. Can't wait to have you back. Listen, people, we're going to do a lot of relationships this summer. Summer love, the month of July, all relationship topics. Elena will be back as well. We got some phone blasts coming up next week. Let me say this. Next week, we're going to be doing a show that I've been waiting to do for a long time. I'm finally going to talk about black businesses. Okay, what obstacles do black businesses face that other businesses don't, and why do a lot of our black businesses fail? Okay, grand opening, grand closing. Let's do it next week, people. Thank you so much, Dr. Cooper. Thank you so much, Elena. Now, the most important thing is that we go see Louis C.K. No, that's not. Now, the most important thing is that is that we have love, Elena, Dr. Cooper, everyone. Love is what ties us together. Love is what ties this show together. Love is what will tie you together. Unconditional, undisputed love, people. L-O-V-E, love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. Okay? Now, it's not hard to love love. All you have to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Yes, he did. God did it, baby. Hey, I appreciate y'all so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah.